This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. It covers a wide variety of guests and topics. If you have any comments or suggestions for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ehr.
Hey, Jim. Great to be with
and
you.
And Bridget, we've got a studio full of people today.
We do.
That we want to talk to here. But before we get started, I want to remind people that we have a share-a-thon coming up. Catholic Radio is listener-supported. It really boils down to that. It stays on the air because people who are listening, just like you, support it with hopefully with a monthly donation. And, of course, you can start those anytime at our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, or with a phone call to 317-870-8400. But a couple of times a year, we take some of our regular programming off the air and have a share-a-thon where we dedicate hours at a time to encourage you to call and become a donor. And we're going to be doing that on March 14th, 15th, and 16th. And during that time, we're going to be doing that in the afternoon hours. And if you would like to be part of that, we could use some phone volunteers to answer the phones as we as listeners call in with their donations. So that's March 14, 15, and 16. If you'd like to volunteer as a help there, just give us a call at 317-870-8400. Or you can drop us a note on the website, too, CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Yeah, and I'd wear green because the theme is going to be St. Patrick, and I'm sure we'll have some jokes. Oh, my gosh, it's always really super funny with our team that's in here. Everybody's Irish, and they get out the brogue, they get out the Irish jokes, and it's a ball. So you'll want to tune in, and if you can volunteer, wear green. That's all I got to say.
All right.
We're going to start off with a prayer, Jim?
We have the Holy Spirit prayer, and we've got a whole studio full of people. So I'm going to ask everybody to just join in here and say the prayer with us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth.
Let us pray.
O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit instructs the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Well, we're going to be talking about a local Catholic school in the Archdiocese of Indianapolis called Mother Theodore Catholic Academies. And joining us, we actually have a studio full of guests here. Our primary guest is Rhonda Swartz, who is the executive director of the school, which is the consortium. We also have Lisa Moore, Casey Knapp, and Valerie Bendel. So welcome to Faith in Action.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We had some surprise guests, so hey, God is good. You know, it's the miracle of multiplication. We're starting off the day right?
Yes, we
well, I want to start off with you, Rhonda. Tell us a little bit about the history and background of the Academy. How long has it been around? It's new to me.
Yeah, so the Mother Theodore Catholic Academies actually started in 2003.
Okay.
Archbishop B. Klein conducted a feasibility study because some of the center city schools was accumulating quite a bit of debt, and he wanted to be able to fulfill the mission of our Catholic faith and our schools. So during that feasibility study in 2004 spawned the formed Catholic Urban School Consortium. That was the name prior to Mother Theodore Catholic Academies.
Okay.
And then in 2007-2008, Mother Theodore Catholic Academies formed.
Yeah.
So they kind of switched names and did that formation. Mother Theodore Catholic Academies consist of a variety of center city urban schools.
Okay.
So
schools are they?
So that would be Central Catholic, that would be Holy Angels, St. Philip Neri, and Holy Cross. Recently, we just announced Holy Cross School will be closing, so I brought with me today the leadership team for St. Andrew. That school will be opening in the fall of 2023 over around 38th and Sherman.
Now, all of the schools operate kind of under one leadership role, I guess, but there are four separate facilities.
Correct.
Different buildings, different locations?
Different buildings, different locations, but they are all under the Mother Theodore Catholic Academies.
I'm curious, and I don't know if you know the background of this, but why the Saint Mother Theodore Catholic Academies?
So that was interesting. They brought together principals and executive committee board members, and they talked about the name. And as we know, St. Mother Theodore Guérin traveled over from France in like 1840. Mm-hmm. And she, along with five other Sisters of Providence, came. And I think because of her motherly role and just the bravery that she portrayed, mm-hmm. and her love of, she started schools and her love of children. You know, one of her famous quotes is, love the children first, then teach them. Mm. And so I think it just kind of spawned out of that, out of the love and the providence of just our faith and how God works in our lives.
You know, and I think, I could be wrong, but I think that she is the first saint from our state.
Yeah,
is that true?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That is super cool. So it's
super
appropriate.
If you're looking for a short little one-day trip sometime, go
perfect.
To West Terre Haute, St. Mary of the Woods College.
Yeah.
And Mother Theodore is also the foundress of the St. Mary of the Woods College there. But they have a museum there, a mm-hmm. walk-through museum.
I have not been there.
It's amazing.
All of the things that you talked about, her early days, her early starting Catholic schools, different places, her early starting
chapel,
yep. and all of that. So it's a simple day trip, Terre Haute, a little over an hour west of here. You can, the tour, there's no charge for it. You can walk through it, take as many people as you want, as much time as you want, and a very interesting educational little trip.
Yeah, we'll have to check that
Many
out.
Many of our Catholic schools take sometimes their 7th and 8th grade up there. So
yeah.
It's really nice. Yeah,
I was just going to say,
yeah.
you guys
good,
have to
good
take
field trip.
Absolutely. We're talking with Rhonda Swartz, Lisa Moore, Casey Knapp, and Valerie Bendel from the Mother Theodore Catholic Academies here in the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. Talk a little bit about the student body, Rhonda, and
sure.
then if anyone else wants to chime in, I'm guessing you're all teachers at the moment.
So Lisa Moore is actually an assistant principal currently
okay.
at Holy Cross, and Casey Knapp, who will be the principal at St. Andrew, is actually an instructional coach for me right now.
Oh, cool.
In the academy. Right now, currently in our four schools, we have 828 students enrolled. 77% of those are Catholic students. They are 100% free and reduced students. 76% are Hispanic. 18% are Black, 4% white, and 2% multiracial.
Wow. So that's such a great, you know, the church, Catholic Church is so awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you think about it, yeah, I think about it all the time, but, you know, I talk about it all
yeah.
the time too, but no, it's really true. I mean, we are serving really pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
At every level, educational, yeah. hospital, you name it, uh-huh. you know, faith formation, recovery.
We are there.
I got to ask you, what's it like for each of you to be a part of this, I guess, school corporation or academy? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll go ahead
Casey.
And start. So this is newer for me, this organization. So I've been with the Archdiocese since I started my career 20 years ago. And it is a beautiful blend of learners, of educators, of staff, and it's just a newer insight to what we can be doing for our students, really. And so I've learned so much just in the 6 months that I've been doing this job with Rhonda, and it's really empowering that you're making a positive difference every day, and it shows that everybody matters, and all people who are doing all of these beautiful things for our students, it just makes a positive difference every day.
I can imagine. Lisa, what about for you? You know, you're assistant principal. Are you assistant principal right now over at Holy Angel?
Holy Cross.
Holy Cross. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So many schools. I can't keep them straight.
Right. I can actually just kind of piggyback with Miss Casey because I feel the same way. It's been 9 years or so that I've been with MTCA, and I've worked in other schools as well here in Indianapolis, and I've just really enjoyed the staff that I've worked with over the years, the families, the students. It's really been a humbling but yet empowering experience the entire way. So I really love being a part of the families and watching the students grow and watching a staff grow as well. We're growing every day as well. So we learn from our students, they learn from us. It's really been a great 9 years with MTCA.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious, what about Talk a little bit about the day, you know, the school day. My kids also attended Catholic schools. I know that every Catholic school is a little bit different in terms of what they do. Like, I know that my kids did the, you know, the morning offering in the morning for prayer, and they would have Mass certain times, you know, certain days of the week, and, you know, the act of contrition at the end, which I always thought would crack me up because, you know, you can imagine everything that happens during the day. It's so funny, you know, it's like, I'd make my kids do that. And like, Mom, we already did that. It's like, well, you can do it again because from when you've been home. Yeah, from when you've been home to, you know, the rest of the evening, and we can do it again.
Well, I will say we're right now in the middle of Catholic Schools Week.
Yeah, exactly. We're recording that. Yeah, definitely. During Catholic Schools Week. So I'm sure there's a lot happening this week. Yeah.
We've had a great time so far this week. Yesterday we actually had a pie in the face. Oh, yeah. And it was with math facts, and the students were allowed to, well, let's just say if the staff didn't get the answer correct, then the students could put the pie in the staff's face. So,
those memories will last. Like I can think back, and I don't know if you all attended Catholic schools growing up, but you have these great memories of just this really family environment. You know, you get to wear jeans. I went to Adoration over at Our Lady the other day, and it happened to be, you know, Catholic schools week, and I saw the kids coming out because I was just getting out at carpool. Luckily, I parked my car in the right place, and I didn't get stuck in carpool, which has happened before. But the kids had jeans on, they were all excited coming out, you know, just those memories. You can't replace those, you know. Tell us a little bit about maybe the mission then, I guess, of the school that you're really, what are you really trying to accomplish there?
So yeah, last year the executive directing board and the principals all went through a new strategic plan. And mm-hmm. So one of the pieces that they wanted to focus on was our exact mission. And so our mission is to live out our Catholic faith by teaching, serving, and forming students in Center Indianapolis.
I mean, it really makes a difference, as you mentioned, Lisa, that, you know, when you look forward to going to school, you know, as the teachers are solidified and they're having fun and living their faith and, you know, bringing it to the kids, it just makes a big difference, the impact that you have on the kids. Because I know we all have stories of great Catholic teachers, and you maybe as a teacher you don't think about that, but then, you know, years later, you know, you're like, wow, that really made an impact on me. Do you guys think about that as teachers and administrators, like, what you do really matters?
Every day I do. So I think about what our mission is as educators. Really what we're doing is we're forming the whole child. So we're forming them spiritually, academically, social, emotionally. And the way that I see it is we have such a beautiful calling because we're in elementary school. Yeah. And we really do get to form these students with the goal that when they go to high school, because it is very independent and they're making decisions on their own, that they have that little thing in their ear that they're like, we learned all of these beautiful things. I'm in this moment. I need to make this decision. Are they using the skills and the strategies that we gave them that is wrapped in Christ, that is wrapped in Jesus's teachings in that moment? What's the choice that they're going to make? So that is really what our mission is. It's really beautiful. So it's lifelong. It's sustaining your Catholic faith and everything that you do.
Yeah, and you need all that to get through this life.
Yes, that's
the
right.
The more we get, the more we realize, wow, that's really been helpful.
Right.
All right, we need to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk more about Mother Theodore Catholic Academy. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
For a long time, we've been telling you that if you have an Echo Dot or other smart speaker device, you can hear Catholic Radio Indy simply by saying, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy. Just the other day, I did that, and Alexa was feeling a bit argumentative. I'll let you hear my conversation with her. Alexa, where are you?
Here I am. What do you want?
Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Now, just why would you want me to do that?
Well, because we've got great programming 24 hours a day.
Well, a lot of other radio stations have good programs, too.
Yeah, but our programming talks about God and eternal salvation.
I am very smart. I know almost everything about everything, but I do not know about God and salvation.
Well, that's why people need Catholic Radio Indy. So, Alexa, do me a favor. Whenever anyone says, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy, just send them our way, would you?
Yes, I will be happy to do that. In the meantime, I am going to do some research about that thing you called salvation. I wonder where I can find out more about that.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley and I are in the studio, and we're talking with a group of wonderful educators from the Mother Theodore Catholic Academy. We are talking with Rhonda Schwartz, Lisa Moore, Casey Knapp, and Valerie Bendel. And I want to talk about the new school that's going to be launched here for the 2023-24 school year. Casey, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, it's on the campus of St. Andrew, the Apostle Church. The building.
Where is that located?
So it's at 38th and right off of 38th and Sherman, kind of that
okay.
area. Right
okay.
now it's under construction. The 38th Street is under construction because of the Purple Line. So it looks like you can't get to the school, but you absolutely can. It is a beautiful building. I did a thorough walkthrough yesterday. We are so super excited about this school. We are, our mission and our vision for this school is to build students that unlock their academic potential with embracing their Catholic identity. So that's what we're doing for our students at this school. We're in the initial stages, so we're getting ready for open enrollment. We really want people to come into our building. We're having an open house on February 12th. I'm also available anytime to talk about what beautiful things that we are going to be offering at our school. So we could probably sit here for hours to talk to you about what we want to do at our school, but it's going to be great. I'm so thankful that I'm going to be working and partnering with Lisa Moore. So she's currently the assistant principal at Holy Cross, and she's going to move over with me to the new school. So Lisa, how are you feeling about this new endeavor that we're taking on? And we are super excited.
Yes, we are. And Casey, yes, I am happy that I'm working with you too. She is amazing. I saw her for the first time and she immediately caught my attention. She really did. And so I'm really grateful that I get a chance to learn from her and see what I'll be able to grow, you know, from her and what all she'll be able to teach me.
Now we're talking about Catholic schools. We're talking about kind of maybe inner city Catholic schools. What about the quality of the education that a student gets as opposed to going to a public school?
Sure. You know, I think all of our Catholic schools strive to have academic excellence in everything that we do. You know, as Casey said earlier, we form the whole child. And that's key to, we're bigger than academics, but definitely we have a main focus on academics. Mm-hmm. Our schools typically do very well historically over our counterparts. Mm-hmm. And I think that's also because we can stop at any moment and praise God and be grateful and give thanks to Him. But also because we have dedicated staff that are doing this for mission and love of children. Mm-hmm. They get paid substantially less than many of the public school teachers or other private schools. Mm-hmm. So our people are definitely in the trenches when it comes to loving children and being dedicated to our faith.
And I'll even add, I had the opportunity of talking to a grandmother, and she was talking about her grandchild who was in the public school system, and she said he just kind of got brushed along and wound up switching to St. Philip Neri School, where he is just thriving. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. His language ability was overlooked. He's now mm-hmm. speaking English as well as Spanish. He's able to read. So there's just one mm-hmm. point.
That's a great point.
That voice was Val Bendel. And Val, you're the only one of our guests today who is not a teacher, is that correct?
That's correct.
And so
she teaches people, but she teaches them the important thing of the funding and how to contribute and help, you know, support your cause. So Val, why don't you share a little bit about that?
Sure. I work through the Office of Stewardship and Development, but my main focus is with the Mother Theodore Catholic Academies. So I am challenged with raising funds for the schools. The primary way that people are donating is through scholarship granting organizations or SGOs, and the one here in the state of Indiana is the Institute for Quality Education. With people donating through that entity, they are able to get a 50% tax credit for themselves. So,
and anybody. So if you're listening and you want to support Catholic schools in the inner city, you know, of Indianapolis, and you want to, you know, make a difference, You know, you can do that.
Absolutely. And there's $18 million for this fiscal year. We're currently, I just looked this up yesterday, there's $6 million that still remains from now until June 30th that's available for the state of Indiana to utilize for these SGOs. So that is available for anybody. They can go to Institute of Quality Education. We also have a direct link for the Mother Theater Catholic Academies. We'll have an email address here at the end that we can talk about for you to be able to specify the MTCA schools.
No. So Catholic schools, I'm sorry, Jim.
No, that's okay.
We got dueling questions here. I'm curious. So people sometimes think, well, I can't afford a Catholic education, but there are so many more resources now than there ever
Absolutely.
Have been to make it happen.
Absolutely. So people do donate directly to the schools. They do donate to the Archdiocese with the funds restricted to those schools. But the largest way that people are contributing right now is through the Institute of Quality Education. So the amount does not matter. You know, we have people who are doing $25 a month or $30 a month. And then we have people who are giving larger one-time gifts, maybe donor-advised funds or stock gifts that they're giving that affected our giving last year with the stock market, how it fluctuated. It did pick up at the end of the year just out of people's graciousness. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So even though the stocks were down, they still created scholarship opportunities for the students of the MTCA schools.
Now, you mentioned a way that people can get I think you said 50% tax deduction.
It's a tax credit. It's a tax credit.
Okay, better mm-hmm. yet. Mm-hmm. How does someone do that? If somebody listening says, gee, I want to do that, where do they start?
They go to the Institute of Quality Education. If they're donating by check or credit card, they can go directly to the Institute of Quality Education. If they're donating through stock, they have to work with their stock, mm-hmm. and then the Institute of Quality Education has an organization that they work with for mm-hmm. that, for mm-hmm. that clearinghouse. But you just do that, and then they take care of getting the Institute of Quality Education, or IQE, takes care of the paperwork that they get back to you for you to turn in for your taxes. So that's all. You make the donation, and the rest of that is taken care of.
And then you determine what school you wanted your funds to go to, not necessarily a particular student, but a particular school.
Particular school, or you, in our case, you can give either to particular schools, any one of the four schools. We'll have something set up for St. Andrews here a little further on, because those funds will be distributed this spring, so we can't do anything for St. Andrews at this point until after June 30th, so July 1, beginning of July, we'll set something up for St. Andrews. But you can give to any one of those four schools, or you can give to Mother Theater Catholic Academies in general, and then that gets dispersed among the schools.
We have about 5 minutes left, and I want to get into, Val, we had mentioned kind of at the break that people can actually volunteer.
Absolutely.
Too. What are the volunteer, like, opportunities? What do you do? I want to know.
I want to touch on two things.
Okay.
One, an event that we're looking at promoting, but as far as voluntary opportunities, we have a wonderful array of people. We have a group called the Allies, and the Allies, they do anything from, we have funders who have graciously supported a meal packing program. So every Friday during the school year, they're over at Holy Angels and they pack up about 200 bags of a variety of foods that the students can, they're delivered to those schools, low income, that they can take home to make sure that they have nutrition throughout the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So we have people that we need to volunteer mm-hmm. to come and help pack. It's normally about 2 hours, and normally someone will take those boxes or those bags to the schools as well. We have tutoring opportunities. We have also opportunities we're looking for coaches for mm-hmm. some of our athletics. We're looking for people who, you know, we're talking about this being Catholic Schools Week, but this can be any time, just mm-hmm. teacher appreciation. You know, maybe you can bring something by for the students. So there's an array, and I'm kind of using the phrase, we're limited by our own creativity mm-hmm. as to how we can use volunteers within the school system. So mm-hmm. that's one point. As far as we're looking at trying to put something together for Victory Field, perhaps in the April, May timeframe, to bring donors together to talk to them about how they can support the Mother Theater Catholic Academies and just be able to educate people further on that and ask them to contribute and enjoy the fun mm-hmm. of an Indians game.
That's really awesome. Well, I want to ask each of you, we have got about 3 minutes left. Well, first of all, let's give the information as to how people can connect to before, so we don't run out of time. Okay, what's the email or phone number, Rhonda, that you want people to get to, if to either, I guess, volunteer or contribute or learn more?
Sure, and I would definitely say volunteers are so critical in our Catholic schools. And
absolutely,
we just want to thank everyone who does volunteer and their time, talent, and treasure to Catholic schools. So, yeah, you can reach me. That's RSWARTZ at ARCHIND.org, or you can call in Ann Rose Springman, who's my assistant, at 236-7324. That's 317-236-7324. Again, Rose Springman can direct us to volunteer opportunities or get to me directly.
And also, you can check out the Institute of Quality Education. You can probably go there to that website and take a look at what those donation options are, and that'll kind of walk you through there. Lisa, just want to ask Lisa and Casey before we go, what do you hope the students take away, you know, in their time at one of these schools?
That they can be lifelong learners wrapped in Jesus's love and make a difference in society.
Perfect.
Amen. What about you, Lisa?
And that they learn who they are called to be and that they're able to begin to do it.
Beautiful.
Rhonda? Don't I have rock star?
You do.
I really choose well, because I mean, they're just so rooted in faith, and they're just rooted in Christ's love and the mission of our Catholic education and just our Catholic love. And I'm just so blessed to work with such great people. I think we all elevate each other to Christ's love and spew it to everyone that we meet. And that's what's so important to me.
And I mean, you're really putting your faith in action, and that's 100%. You know, the name of the show. I mean, you're all using 100%. Your gifts and talents and really, I mean, forming that next generation of leaders that are going to take the torch and move on.
Yeah.
So give that website or that email one more time.
Sure. It's Rhonda Swartz, and that's RSWARTZ at ARCHIND. That's ARCHIND.org.
We've been talking with the leaders at Mother Theodore Catholic Academies, Lisa Moore, Casey Nabb, Valerie Bendel, and Rhonda Swartz. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you.
God bless you so much.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. This program and all Faith in Action programs can be heard or downloaded as podcasts from CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a comment or suggestion for guests or topics for the program, please contact Brigid. That's B-R-I-G-I-D. Brigid at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. This program has been pre-recorded.